Kidnapped. Read by Martin Jarvis. We are a high-caste and enlightened race, and infant marriage is very shocking, and the consequences are sometimes peculiar. But nevertheless, the Hindu notion, which is the continental notion, which is the aboriginal notion of arranging marriages irrespective of the personal inclinations of the married, is sound. Think for a minute, and you will see that it must be so. Unless, of course, you believe in affinities, in which case you had better not listen to this tale. How can a man who has never married, who cannot be trusted to pick up at sight a moderately sound horse, whose head is hot and upset with visions of domestic felicity, go about the choosing of a wife? He cannot see straight or think straight if he tries, and the same disadvantages exist in the case of a girl's fancies. But when mature, married, and discreet people arrange a match between a boy and a girl, they do it sensibly, with a view to the future, and the young couple live happily ever afterwards, as everybody knows. Properly speaking, government should establish a matrimonial department, efficiently officered, with a jury of matrons, a judge of the chief court, a senior chaplain, and an awful warning in the shape of a love match that has gone wrong, chained to the trees in the courtyard. All marriages should be made through the department, which might be subordinate to the educational department, under the same penalty as that attaching to the transfer of land without a stamped document. But government won't take suggestions. It pretends that it is too busy. However, I will put my notion on record and explain the example that illustrates the theory. Once upon a time, there was a good young man, a first-class officer in his own department, a man with a career before...